Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760, broadcasting live from the Players Championship TPC Sawgrass Stadium course in Ponte Vedra Beach. Colin Holder back at home base making sure everything runs smoothly and hitting the button for the hole in the cup sounder each time we move on to another topic here during our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Rope segment brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. Challenge yourself on a course that has hosted the Ryder Cup, the PGA Championship, and now the Honda Classic. Come and play at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com. Pat, last topic for you, and it regards last week's winner, 22-year-old Anthony Kim, who has been a stud for a while now. His very first ever pro event back in 2006, he finished second at the Valero Texas Open. Fast forward about 2 years, and last week Anthony Kim became only the 13th player since 1970 to win before his 23rd birthday on the PGA Tour at the Wachovia Championship in Charlotte last week, and he looked extremely impressive doing it, and the CBS television crew, I mean, they were raving so much about him. Everybody was. Faldo and Jim Nance and Peter Costas in the Swing Vision talking about his swing is just immaculate. Not only Peter Costas talking about Anthony Kim's swing, Mark O'Meara thinks that Anthony Kim's swing at the age of 22 is the best swing he's ever seen, even better than his good buddy Tiger Woods. Some of the names, Pat, of guys that have won on the PGA Tour before their 23rd birthday. Tiger Woods, who did it 7 times, including the 97 Masters. Sergio Garcia did it 3 times. Phil Mickelson did it twice. Seve Ballesteros, Scott Verplank, Ben Crenshaw, some major winners. Big-time names in the world of golf. Will Anthony Kim follow in the footsteps? How high is the ceiling for Anthony Kim?
I think you've hit it on the head, Russ. This list of players that win this young, they don't usually go on and burn out and become nobodies. I mean, with the exception of, like, David Gossett, everybody on this list has gone out to be, like, a very good, even major winner. Lanny Watkins, Ben Crenshaw, Seve Ballesteros, Jerry Pate, Scott Verplank, Robert Gammez, who might be one of those guys that kind of burned out as he went along.
A couple of wins, though. He's got a couple wins.
But for the most part, you're talking Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods. You're talking about a real good group of players there. The thing that Kim's always had the knock on him against, and you mentioned some of those players, Mark O'Meara said he's got the best swing. Mentally isn't as good as Tiger at the time, but has the best swing. Ian Baker Finch has always said this is the kid to watch. His big thing has been partying. Like a lot of people in their early 20s like to get out there and enjoy the nightlife a little bit. What Kim did is he basically took 3 months off, quit drinking, sort of got his game focused over the off season, and has come out this year really ready to play, and he's a little cocky, which you have to be really good. And
cocky as he was last year. I think he's toned that down a little
bit. He's toned that down. I just think, though, the sky is the limit with this kid. He's got the strength. He's got the putting touch. He's got all the necessary ingredients there. It's just, can he remain focused? Can he sort of keep his eye on the prize here and go forward? Who knows? Time will tell, but certainly all the ingredients are there. And if he's finally wising up a little bit and saying, maybe I need to stay out of the bars at 3 in the morning and worry about my golf game, that's certainly going to help his golf game.
Well, I don't like what I saw from him yesterday with a 7 over par 79. I mean, he was I think a great indicator of how mentally strong guys are is what do they do the week after they win? Especially what do they do the week after they get their very first career win? I mean, that last week could have been a week where he went back to the partying, lifestyle and drank a couple of adult beverages, saying, "Hey, I won $1 million at Charlotte. It was my first ever career PGA Tour win," and kind of relaxed a little bit, but it didn't seem like he did that with back-to-back 70s on Thursday and Friday here. He was at -4 after 36 holes. He was in the top 5, but yesterday backed up with a 7 over par 79, and right now finds himself at +3. He's 10 shots back of Paul Guido, so he doesn't have any chance of sniffing a top 10 here unless he goes, ridiculously low, 63, 62. Wasn't crazy to see that. Didn't like that much, but in the grand scheme of things, I think the sky's the limit for Anthony Kim. We already talked about physically, he's an athlete. He's one of these guys who played basketball and baseball in high school. He didn't just play golf. He's not, as his golf instructor says, a golf nerd. He's an athlete who's playing professional golf, just like Tiger Woods. I mean, look at Tiger Woods. He looks like he can go out and play for the New York Yankees tomorrow, or play for the Orlando Magic at point guard, something like that. He's not a golf nerd who only could play golf, but when you get him on a basketball court, he looks so uncoordinated. That's the difference. His swing, fast twitch muscles, the guy's the guy's swing is amazing. He hits the ball 300 yards off the tee with ease. He hits two irons, you know, with the height of seven irons. I mean, that's the type of player. That's why he's being called the heir apparent to Tiger Woods, because he can hit a two iron, you know, and drop it on a green, and it only rolls 3 or 4 feet. He's got the swing that's out of this world. And if the mental aspect can follow that, this guy's going to win at least two or three majors. I don't have any doubt. 10 wins in two or three majors if he keeps his head straight.
Yeah, and that's the biggest key, Russ. There's so many guys that have talent. It's the mental aspect of golf. It's the mental aspect of any sport, but really in golf, that sets you apart. And Tiger Woods has that. He has that want to win, the will to win majors. It's not really about the money with him. It's not even about the trophies. It's strictly about winning those major tournaments. And Anthony Kim has to decide, like a lot of guys with great talent, is
right.
that what he wants to do? And if he does, he's got to make sacrifices in other areas of his life. And at a young age, that's difficult to do.
Last note here on Anthony Kim before we take a break. And great stuff from Craig Dolch in the Palm Beach Post earlier this week, talking about it was in Craig's Wednesday column when they have the entire golf page. And talking about Anthony Kim's first win. Aiming for number one was the title of the article. And Anthony Kim, I did not know this until I read Dolch's article. He kind of, you know, came from a past like a Sean O'Hare, had the father that was very hard on him. During his sophomore year at Oklahoma, after years of taking verbal abuse from his father, Paul, Anthony finally gave it back. They had a period of almost 2 years where they didn't speak after that. They reconciled very recently, but they're still not on great terms. So Anthony Kim, you know, had his father, Paul, who was, you know, kind of a browbeater and was hard on him. And, you know, thankfully he wasn't ruined because of that, much like Sean O'Hare. Thankfully, Sean O'Hare wasn't ruined either. And a great story about Calcavecchia, Mark Calcavecchia, the Palm Beach Gardens resident and Florida Gator. Noticing Anthony Kim was a little cocky, he said, quote, "Anthony's a little cocky, a little edgy. He reminds me of when I was 22 years old, and he's got so much talent that I told my caddy, Eric Larson, if you want to be on a bag of a kid who's 20 years younger than me and will give you a cash cow for a lot more years than I will, you should take up Anthony Kim's bag." So Eric Larson took up Kim's bag about a month ago. You know, 4 weeks later, they had a second-place finish, and they had a win, and now Eric Larson, Calcavecchia's former caddy, is now Kim's full-time caddy. It's a done deal.
Not a bad life. A bad life being a caddy.
All right, that was your PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Rope segment, as we do each and every week, taking a look at a handful of hot topics in the world of golf. It is brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. And what do Nicklaus, Palmer, Hagen, and Sarazen have in common? We'll find out when you play championship golf at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResorts.com.